okay. Oh, okay. I'm like, I'm going to crack it. It'll have rot. Who's my egg? Anyway, thank you so much. That's such a great idea. Huh. All right. And I know that Reverend Dr. Carol Bliss is going to be teaching a class here on this thing called life here pretty soon. So we'll be setting that up in the next few weeks. So yay. And I love that, waking up with an idea of lightness. That's why I do best day ever. And what is the fun that I'm going to have today? Because always looking towards what can I do today that's fun, that's light, that's playful. So I know you all could order an egg, and if you did not get in your programs the menu of life, please raise your hand. It's purple inside your programs. You should have gotten that. And if you didn't, we'll make sure that you get one. This was kind of inspired by, kind of, it was inspired. Let me just be straight up about that. Anybody need one? Oh, okay, over here, Miles, and yeah. Thank you. So the menu of life in Prosperity Plus class, Mary Morrissey talks about what are you ordering from life? Actually, it's Jean-Pierre. What do you order from life? The poo-poo platter? No. And where do you sit in life? By the bathroom where it's smelly, pewy? And who do you go to the restaurant of life with? Who are you surrounding yourself with? These are great things to contemplate. So I thought, well, let's just make a menu. And what do we want out of life? Because the more we get clear about what we're ordering from life, the more clarity we have and the more clarity the universe has. Because it's really hard to put in an order to the universe if you don't know what you want. I don't know what I want. So getting clear about what we want in every part of our life, and that's why there's a notes page on the other side. Perfect health. What does that look like to me? Because, of course, we all say, I want perfect health. What does that look like to you? I used to be a tumbler, and so that looks like me doing round-off back handsprings. I can do it on the trampoline, just not on the floor yet. So it's like getting very limber and stretchy and being able to do the things that I love to do. So finding what does perfect health look like to you? Getting up and exercising. Yay, best day ever. What does perfect health look like to you? So the more clarity you get, the easier it is for the universe to deliver that. My friend, Reverend Sheila Anderson, she was talking once about how she had been working really hard. She was a realtor, and you know how hard realtors have to work. She was working really, really hard, and she thought, you know, when I get done with this project, and she kept saying it, when I get done with this project, I'm going to sleep for 2 weeks. When I get done with this project, I'm going to sleep for 2 weeks. At the end of the project, she got mono. Guess what she was doing for 2 weeks? Mono is a sleeping disease. You are sleeping for 2 weeks. So being mindful of our words and what we're saying all day. I love the story of the Buddha, where the Buddha came into town and all the people in town just were gravitating. And it's like, are you a god? Your light is so bright. Are you a god? And he said, no, I'm not a god. Then you must be an angel. Are you an angel? Because your light is so bright. And he said, no, I'm not an angel. And they said, well, if you're not a god and you're not an angel, what are you? And he said, I'm awake. I'm awake. And that's why we come here on Sundays, to remind us of the divinity so that we can bask in this energy of divinity and remember the divinity of who we are, and so that we can remember to awaken to that beauty, that essence that we are. Making sure that as we're bathing our awareness in this space, that we are being aware of ourselves and our potential, because we have great potential. So, oh, we're passing the egg. I wondered, I'm like, what are you doing here? Everybody wants to touch and feel the egg. And I love that idea of taking... taking the egg or taking an idea, and my son and I always, my oldest son and I talk about incubating the idea, so we're not dispersing the energy by telling everyone about it, but by taking the egg and taking it within your heart and, as she was saying, sitting on it or being with it for at least 21 days so that idea has an opportunity to hatch. Because I know we all have brilliant ideas, and sometimes we just let the energy disperse and we just different day. I'm going to focus on something else, focus on something else, focus on something else. But the more we get focused in on what does perfect health look like to me? What does a perfect relationship or loving relationships and even family relationships, what does that look like to me? I have the greatest relationship with my siblings. I just love it so much that we can tell each other anything, that I can call them at any time and they'll be there for me. I love that. I love that we share so deeply. I love those kind of relationships. So what kind of relationships do you have in your life? And what kind of depth do you want in those relationships? And then prosperity, what does that look like? Time, money, freedom. What does that look like to you in your life? Where are you going? What are you doing? Making space for your money so it knows where to go. And making sure that you're being mindful and blessing and being grateful for everything that comes your way. I was with my son DJ the other day and he saw a quarter on the ground. He got so excited. He's like, look at this! The universe is sending me more money! I'm like, oh, it's a quarter. He's like, yeah! Awesome! Best day ever! They are so my kids. And then creative life expression. What does that look like? Regardless of what you're doing, what does creative life expression look like to you? How are you using your talents? And whether it is being there for a friend and having conversations, or even putting beautiful creative thoughts out into the universe, so incredibly important, because there's so many stories and so many things in the news and in the world that the best gift we can do is make sure that we are staying grounded in who we are and we're staying at that peace space, because at least then there's that ripple of love and peace. In the turbulence that's happening here, let us send our ripples of love and peace and harmony out to the world and stay in that space. So within, so without. The life that we've been waiting for is waiting for us. It's waiting for us and it's like gravitating to us. So the more clear we get about it, the more everything starts lining up with divinity. Now, my mother said that she had lost her keys, and she could not find them, and she's looking all over, and she finally decided, I'm going to sit down and meditate, because I know those keys need to come to me. She sat down to meditate, and just about the time she sat down, there was a knock on the door, and she's like, well, surely the keys cannot walk to the door. It was actually the gardener. Found your keys. Yes, your keys can walk right up to you. So being in that meditative space, and it's like, what kind of world do I want? A world of love and peace and harmony, and let me be that ripple that keeps taking it out there. And let me be mindful of what my thoughts are, because they're creating things in my life. Ernest Holmes says this in Living the Science of Mind. The belief that we do not have the ability to heal arises out of the mistaken idea that our power does the healing, or that the intellect does the healing. All that the will and the intellect could do is to behold or to watch the process. There is but one healer. There is the spirit of truth. There is but one life principle. This is the spirit within us. There is but one final law. This is the law of good. There is but one ultimate impulsion, the impulsion of love. So when Carol Bliss wrote her book, Love Heals, it's like love is the ultimate, and it's the love of that spirit and that connection within each one of us. I remember years ago, I was, and I like to use the air quotes, diagnosed with cervical cancer. And I was really upset because I had just become a practitioner, and it's like, this isn't fair. I don't know where my thoughts were or what was going on. Why would I manifest this? And in this teaching, there tends to be that kind of blaming and shaming on ourselves, where the minister and practitioner I was working with said, set that aside. You know, those were the thoughts of the past, and all we can do is, here's where we are, where are we going from here? You can't look at the anger and the frustration. Get to the space of forgiveness, forgive yourself, and move forward. It's easier to retain health than to regain health. And I said, only in your mind. So it's like, all right, because he was really encouraging to make sure that I'm using everything that's available from the doctors, the nurses, and all different healing modalities. And going through that process, it's like it was a big surrender, 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 and going to that love space. So many times we have things going on in our life. I mean, we got stuff going on, and it may feel very heavy. And that's the time to lighten up and to forgive ourselves. And it's like, whatever my thoughts were prior to this, let me forgive myself. And let me be in that love space right here, right now, and move forward and get clearer and clearer about what it is that I'm wanting and how does perfect health look to me. I encourage all of you to bathe yourself in that healing presence. I like to think of the ocean waves just coming and taking everything out of me that doesn't fit for me and then coming back with a love wave. So those waves of love just healing every part of our body where every cell is vibrating at a whole new level, a whole new light. And many times when our mind is so caught up over here, it might be a little challenge to get it to thinking in a different direction. And that's the most important thing. It's like, what can I do today to love myself? And that's why I wanted to make sure everybody has an opportunity to put their order into the universe. What is it that you're wanting? What does a perfect life look like to you? Ernest Holmes goes on to say, we must forever rid ourselves of the idea that the personal man is the one who does the healing. We must know that it is not I, but the spirit that dwelleth within me that does the work. The divine spirit is the only actor, the true savior, the all in all, and now manifesting itself in me. Being all in all, it has no opposition, no competition, or otherwise. And as it was so divinely said this morning, that it's not personal. I believe Rosie was the one that said that. It's not personal. It doesn't judge us by anything. Spirit is just spirit. It's just pure love. And the only thing that blocks our flow is ourselves. So moving all of those blocks out of the way and being at that space of pure love, that the universe is conspiring for our highest and best always. Ernest Holmes says this so many times in the Science of Mind textbook. The universe is conspiring for our highest and best. It's like there's somebody there cheering, the universe is cheering for us, saying, you can do it. You can do it. And the only thing that's blocking us is, oh, yeah, no, I don't think I can because, you know. And we're giving ourselves these messages that really don't fit us or the divine essence of who we really are. So it's like getting out of the way, and it's like spirit's just cheering us on. So let's take those cheers and allow ourselves to move to the next level and get that clarity. And if you were to take the menu of life and order exactly what it is that you're wanting in life and look at this for 21 days, I am thankful and grateful now that I have perfect health, that I have loving relationships, that prosperity just flows, money keeps flowing, that creative life expression, that each one of us is doing exactly what we love every single day, and that we're just getting in tune with that, allowing ourselves the divinity. So looking at what am I ordering from my main menu, and then dessert. Dessert first, right? Do I have a rich, fulfilling life, a decadent, yummy, delightful life, a life of gratitude, the gratitude parfait, and making sure that we're putting the gratefulness out there? Because sometimes I hear people whining and complaining, and it's like, do you know that you live in a country where you have freedom? Do you know that you live in, well, especially out here in Orange County, an opulent space? Not everyone gets to see the ocean every day, and we have the opportunity if we choose. Not everybody gets the sunshine every day, and maybe we don't want so much hot sunshine, and yet we do. So being at that grateful place, that I am just so grateful for being where I am and having the skills and the tools and the amazing uniqueness of who you are, because there's no one else exactly like you. And so if you just look in the mirror and say, yeah, best day ever. You know, I always, every time I think of the mirror work, I think of Colin, and I know I've mentioned this before, some of you have heard it, but little Colin, who was 3, and I put a mirror up to him, and I said, who is this? And he gets so excited, it's me! I want to remind us of that. When you look in the mirror, it's me! Awesome! Instead of saying anything else that we might say, because sometimes we say things that are unflattering. It's like you wouldn't even do that to, not that we have any enemies, but we wouldn't even do that to our worst enemy. So being at that love space with ourselves and really, really going to that deep space of who I am is perfect, just as I am. And any other tools that I need, I'm going to get those tools. And I'm going to take them along with me. Sorry, I'm thinking of tools because I'm going to get my mother a tool belt and I'm going to put some duct tape and some glue in there. So she was telling me she ordered some furniture and you have to put it together with a screw. She's like, I couldn't even read the directions, so I just got out the glue. Glue and duct tape. I mean, isn't that all we need in life? Little love, a little glue, a little duct tape, and just know that all is well and everything's coming together. And whatever tools we need to set us up for success are right there. Spirit is guiding and directing, conspiring. And I love the synchronicity of life. It's like the minute I say I'm wanting something or something isn't right, then the universe shows up to say, okay, here's this opportunity. Here's this opportunity. And here's this opportunity. So taking those opportunities, those tools that the universe is giving us and saying, yes, best day ever. I'm conspiring. So think of the universe when you walk out of here today. Think of the universe saying, do it! You can do it! And get everything else out of the way. And when your mind starts to go to a different direction, remember that the universe is right there. The planet underneath us, Mother Earth, is saying, yes, I'm supporting you. Not letting you float off into space, except maybe mentally. I'm keeping you here grounded so that you can do what you choose. Being like trees where we're well-grounded, planted in Mother Earth, but being fluid and able to flow with everything that happens and making the right and perfect decisions. So affirming that we are making the right and perfect decisions every day for our health, for our prosperity, for our career, our time, money, freedom, for our creative expression, that we are making the right and perfect choices every day and the right and perfect people are showing up and the perfect doors are opening for our goodness always. So we'll just be in that beautiful gratitude space as we bathe ourselves in this thought. Your mission this week is to really look at your life and what are you ordering? Because it's really a challenge for the universe to deliver, well, I just want this, I want a sandwich. Well, what kind? What do you want on it? If we haven't put an order into the universe, just like Amazon or at a restaurant, they can't just ship us something. Oh, I'll just take whatever. I've lived a lot of my life that way. It's like a boat out on the ocean with no course that's set. You're just flowing here and flowing there. But being in that open space, and it's like, here's what I'm choosing. Here's what I'm ordering. So you've got your menu for life. Get clear. Each area of your life, what it is that you're choosing, and then start to focus on that every single day. Just like the egg that she's looking at for 21 days, as it takes time to create that new habit so that we can create those new brain waves that are out there pulling it to us. Take those 21 days and read your menu for life. And let's think about the divinity and the uniqueness of each one of us, because each one of us has a different talent, a different gift, a different energy to bring to this life experience. So let's take that divinity and let's go inside our heart of hearts. Closing our eyes for just a moment to any distractions as we just breathe in the fullness of life. Breathing in, I relax. Exhale, I smile. Knowing that the universe is conspiring for my highest and best always. Knowing that there is one mind, one power, one infinite intelligence that is flowing in as and through each one of us. Knowing it is in our hearts, our souls, our minds. It is in every cell, that same power that flows the oceans, that grows the orchards, that aligns the planets. That same power is in every single cell in our bodies. Knowing that we are one with that power, that divinity, as we bathe ourselves in this essence, in this knowingness, in this goodness, in this godness, in this spirit. As I speak my word and claim for each and every person here, that there is a gentle release of anything that does not serve. As every cell in our bodies vibrate at a whole new level, a whole new light, with strength, with power, with tenacity, with a divine knowingness that the universe is always conspiring, supporting every dream, every wish, every idea. And that as we are anchored in this beautiful space of Mother Earth, that something wonderful is happening. As we connect with that, knowing that divine ideas are flowing, and we grab those ideas and we move forward in ease and grace and love and joy, as we send ripples of love out to the universe, knowing that each one of us is making a difference in the universe. Our ripple of love, our ripple of peace is out there, touching the world, that we stay immersed in that space. As we get clarity for every part of our life, as we put in our order, and then we listen to what the universe is bringing, we watch for the signs, knowing that that inner spirit within us that just knows that it knows that it knows that it knows each and every step to take along the way. We just tune in, and we are so grateful for that amazing spirit, that amazing power within each one of us, that divine essence that's guiding and directing us. And in great gratitude, knowing this is already so, that miracles are right here, right now, I just release my word into the action of the law, knowing that life is good and life is very good. As we all anchor this in mind together by saying, and so it is. So it is.